In our gospel for today, we hear and see how Jesus our Lord scolds and admonishes the disciples because of their lack of faith. When the storm arose and there were great waves, they woke him up. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and the sea, and he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" Jesus demonstrated his great power over the wind and the sea, and his disciples must not be afraid because they were with Jesus, whom they must trust. In his rebuke, Jesus establishes a direct correlation between faith and courage. His meaning is clear. If you have faith in me, you will also have courage. If you do not have courage, it is because you do not have faith in me. My sisters and brothers, we who are also his disciples must have faith in him and must not give way to fear. Sometimes we have this kind of attitude of unbelieving and questioning God's power over problems, difficulties, and sufferings in life. Even if it is very hard to think, explain, and accept, the only thing that God wants from us is to believe and trust Him. Why are we afraid? Are we questioning God's infinite love and the power that everything is possible in Him? Why are we not trusting Him? Our many brothers and sisters who have died as martyrs knew how to answer this question, not only with their words in times of tranquility, but also in times of danger, often at the cost of their lives. With the aid of God's grace, and in spite of their awareness of the dangers to themselves, many of our brothers and sisters take steps of courage that cause their faith and hope in our Lord to grow rapidly. And if they can do it, why not us? If we hold back, could it be because deep within our souls, we do not have the same passionate desire to love our Lord with all our minds, hearts, and souls? So let us ask the Lord that our faith may increase and recognize His abiding presence and give us courage to do His will in all circumstances. Let us ask Our Lady, the greatest examples of courage and faith, which she manifested at Jesus' suffering and at the foot of the cross. She endured all these things because she said, "May it done to me according to your word." Her faith, our example. So trust, believe.